This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, we've heard from the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum. She is very upset about what happened in Venezuela. She said, "We categorically reject intervention in the internal affairs of other countries. You had better get it together." See, here's the thing. This is what they're trying to do. Venezuela, Mexico, Colombia, they're trying to be the modern day Laos and Cambodia. See, we couldn't go, you know, we started bombing Cambodia, and we started doing Operation On. But in the beginning, that imaginary land on the map kept us from prosecuting the war during Vietnam. They would run across it, and that was like, "We're on base. We're safe from you now." So Claudia can get out there and make this supposition. See, this is the problem with these Latin American despots. They are out there and they become narco-terrorist collaborators. They're in the pockets of these cartels. And while they're doing it, their people suffer. The people of Mexico suffer. Venezuela had the largest exodus of any Latin American country because of what was going on internally in Venezuela. They had Chinese influences there. They had Iranian influences there. They had Russian influences, Cuban influences. They had all kinds of things there. It was quite the little dish. It was like a big salad bar of Marxism. And we just swept it all aside. Now, one of the effects of this is basically telling these other nations that you can work with us or you're going to be working under us. See, Mexico cannot project that kind of force. Colombia cannot, certainly not Venezuela. Right now we got Zohran Mamdani cooling his heels in the latest Democrat Marxist society there is, that being New York City. Trump reportedly warned him that if he refused peacefully to relinquish power and go into exile, because he lost the last election, that the American military would reach down and collect him like an arm coming from the sky. And then they did it. To give you a little sense of what was going on, we probably had some attack aircraft and drones going out there and taking out anti-air defenses as we were going, other installations, crew-served installations, and flying just beyond their jet wash were these helicopters coming in with the Delta guys, and they probably had a couple of spookies orbiting around, ready to let loose with the howitzer on board the aircraft and all this other stuff. It was just a churn. It was a bloody churn for anybody that might stick their eyes out, stick their head out from behind the cover. And it was fast. It was a fast operation. And Maduro, as J.D. Vance said, Maduro is the newest person to find out that President Trump means what he says. So now, the next time Trump warns one of these little tin pot despots, they're going to be very concerned. But as we saw, this is the thing about a military operation of this type. It exists in a vacuum. While you and I are sitting around going, I'm worried about this and Doge and that and, you know, Somali this and Democrat that. This was taking shape. And hopefully this is a decapitation strike. And hopefully this serves as a warning to all of the little communists and narco-terrorists in positions of power. You do not get to endanger the Western Hemisphere anymore. You don't get to come in here and sell things that kill our citizens. And while I'm out there calling the Venezuelan Defense Forces, calling them the Salvation Army, there were extraordinary risks in this. They didn't know Plan A was going to work. They had a Plan B and a C and a D. But they went in there and they hit it. They hit it well. Plus, we got to worry about, you know, whenever we send people into this kind of operation, they've got to be set up for success. And we don't want to lose any of them. But this also carried significant political risk for the Trump administration. Because nobody wants war with Venezuela. And, you know, people that are on the America First side, they've been willing to listen to the rationale for blowing up drug boats. But they've, you know, most Americans are tired of the forever wars that come out of D.C. So if this mission had gone sideways, and then we had, and believe me, this was in the offing, there was a contingent of people there that were the rapid deployment follow-on in the event that they had to go secure American personnel, the American political repercussions would have been staggering. But Trump don't care. He was prepared to get the job done one way or the other. And he said that the U.S. Navy was bearing down with an armada like nobody's ever seen, should it be needed. There was a lot of very intense preparation that went into this. The development of the intelligence, the development of the assets to get the intelligence in the first place. Getting the plans, putting the plans together in such a way to where nobody would see this from over, you know, overflies with satellites and figure out what this was. They had to make it look like on every military base they have something called mount operational mock-ups, which mount is mobile operations in urban terrain. So they're basically making cities that they go in and assault. So that what they had to do is everything that they did on the inside, that had to be the detail. So probably just a square box or something, a rectangular box. Trump knows one thing. Luck is for suckers. And those who prepare always win. And right now, only the Democrats in Congress and Thomas Massie are complaining that he took down one of the Western Hemisphere's biggest tyrants and a guy who stole an election, who lost an election and then said, well, I won anyway. And as if to drive all of this home, they did obliterate a mausoleum honoring Venezuela's dead dictator. The one, Hugo Chavez, the guy who transformed his nation from one of the wealthiest in the Americas to one of the poorest. And they did that after they had Maduro. They were flipping the middle finger to the Marxists. And I find that very amusing. And watching Trump serve as the president has made me realize that I've given previous office holders too much credit. This is the way the job's supposed to be done. When you hear about a president having all of these plates in the air, Trump is juggling chainsaws and grenades all at the same time. We didn't need a new Monroe Doctrine to secure this hemisphere. We just needed a new president. Let's go to Minnesota for a bit. Let's not forget the Somali fraud. Let's take a look at all of the enablers who've made that happen. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, I guess now that Tim Walz has decided he's not going to run for re-election, this means that the Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, she's going to take center stage. Normally, she serves as the unwitting mascot for civic leaders. And her priority is photo ops, more so than accountability for the billions vanishing in the massive statewide fraud schemes. She's also known for her fashion stunts, which have become her personal optic of choice. Recently, she wore a black hijab, the safest Muslim color, as a gesture she framed as solidarity with the Somali community being accused of the massive fraud. I thought that was cultural appropriation. Is it not? Well, anyway, solidarity, that can be charming, I guess, but, you know, her little performance ignored a far more combustible reality, which is the taxpayer outrage. Minnesotans are witnessing what investigators have described as an industrial-scale fraud in real time and asking what had become of accountability from their civic leaders. $9 billion. Where would $9 billion go in a black hole of corruption? I mean, the sheer scope and duration. And the fact that these were not master thieves. These were quite the amateurish stuff. It was so rudimentarily stupid, in fact, some of the things. It just makes me wonder if anybody was paying attention to this. And the Minnesotans are upset with their civic leaders because they didn't stop anything. They enabled the fraudsters, right? They didn't stop them from raiding federal funds intended for healthcare programs and food assistance meant for the hungry children, some of which I would imagine belong to some of the taxpaying Minnesotans. How hard could it have been to notice these red flags? Well, apparently not hard at all, if you looked. Which takes us to independent journalist Nick Shirley, and I'm being kind to him. He's a 23-year-old YouTube creator. He pulled back the curtain by going door-to-door to fake daycare centers and demonstrated just how easy it was to spot the storefront fraud. One giveaway was a sign outside one educational center that misspelled a keyword, leaving a giant banner that read, "Quality Learning Center." Yeah. And of course, that made its way into the media rounds. Not all was lost on the occupants of the Learning Center. This was later updated to correct the misspelling. And young Nick's outtakes pointed to one question. If an intrepid 23-year-old YouTuber could uncover millions in clumsy fraud schemes, why couldn't the highly qualified state leadership? And here we have some bipartisan scathing comments coming. One frustrated taxpayer summed up his outrage posting, "So, let me get this straight. Somalis got caught stealing large sums of money. Then a politician who is partly responsible comes along and starts advocating for them." Other comments, "I have yet to see a government program by Democrats that doesn't have a slush fund scheme built in. It's always about stealing taxpayer money to pay out donors." One taxpayer concluded, "Rinse and repeat." Meanwhile, Tim Walz, he could be counted on to express his indignation not over the massive fraud. He's saying Trump is politicizing the issue. And he's trying not to call him a racist, but he's going close. And this is a big, big indication. It's a big example of getting out there and saying a bunch of words that don't carry much weight. See, the reason. Yeah. You know, his constituents, they're mad because their money vanished into federally funded scams. And this didn't stay hidden too long. Investigations traced the stolen funds to the purchase of luxury homes and expensive cars and upscale vacations. But most shocking of all was they funneled money to Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Ilhan Omar said this is a failure of the FBI and our court system in not figuring this out. Now, in that particular interview on Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan did not challenge Omar on the possibility that she, too, was responsible for the unprecedented theft in her state, for which she's paid to help govern. It ended on what they called a cheery note. Omar says if money from U.S. taxpayers is being sent to help with terrorism in Somalia, we want to know. But could she have known more about this herself? Her victory party for her 2018 campaign was held at the Safari Restaurant, co-owned by one of the theft ringleaders, Salim Ahmed Saeed. He's been convicted in 2025 of multiple federal fraud, bribery, and money laundering charges. But that didn't stop Ilhan. She said solemnly that she wants to know about such activities, stressing if they're happening. We want those people charged, and we want to make sure that it doesn't ever happen again. Now, Ilhan Omar, as a member of Congress, makes $174,000, which, you know, living around here, that'd be a lot of money. But you're not required living around here to maintain two households or two places to live. And, I mean, you see what the rent's like around here. So if she has an apartment in D.C. and she has a home in Minnesota, that would be stretching her rather thinly, wouldn't it? But she's worth $30 million now. Kash Patel says that he has only uncovered just the tip of a very large iceberg. Now, at this particular moment, I would think that Lieutenant Governor Flanagan and Walls and all these other guys would be sitting around going, wait a minute now, we better refigure what we're doing here. We better refigure how we're approaching this. Because not everyone was willing to look the other way. Because whistleblowers have been whistleblowing for years. And they deserve credit for their efforts, and they would be the first to say, a reckoning is long overdue. And maybe Flanagan and her Democrat colleagues will hear the alarm and recognize that this chapter, the title of this chapter for her and her fellow Minnesotan fraudsters is Time's Up. Maybe. Although she's probably out there trying to figure out what color hijab to wear the next time she's going to hang out with the Somalis to culturally appropriate their culture. I don't even know if that's semantically or is that grammatically correct? I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. Reckoning is long overdue. I've got a new film coming out. I'm going to write it myself. I don't know who's going to star in it yet. It's not going to be a remake. It's actually going to be a play on words. The name of the film is going to be The Devil Wears Blue. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When you're going to have a, well, let me rephrase that. Having a conversation with people on the political left has become nearly impossible. Example one is the troll, of course. Unless, of course, the topic is kept superficial. Sports, entertainment, weather. Any serious discussion devolves into an automatic pivot where you blame Trump. It doesn't matter if the news is objectively good for America. They're going to ignore it. They're going to find fault, or they're going to reframe it as harmful. And then the catastrophic outcomes that we have as a result of their policies are denied for as long as possible, then quietly memory hold or inverted. Victims recast as oppressors, perpetrators as victims. Now, the Somalians who came in here and figured out that it would be a smart idea to hide their records in the wall next to the water heaters. The ones who defrauded you of billions of dollars are now being portrayed as innocent migrants targeted by Trump's racism. Military action that removes a brutal dictator becomes an illegal war. Destroying cartel boats carrying fentanyl that kills hundreds of thousands of Americans yearly is labeled murder. Shutting down human trafficking networks that deliver women and children into sexual slavery is condemned as family separation. The gruesome reality of late-term abortion is sanitized as choice or health care or reproductive justice. Arsonists and looters and those who paralyze cities are defended as exercising First Amendment rights, while the grandmothers who silently pray outside of an abortion facility and the parents who speak at school board meetings are domestic terrorists. I've seen this for a long time, and I am convinced that many on the left, the Democrats and the rhinos alike, are not merely mistaken. They are driven by some kind of combination of ideological blindness, profound ignorance, or outright malice, or a combination of these things. Nothing they advocate makes America safer, stronger, more prosperous, or more united. And the policy they champion achieve the opposite. That weakens borders and it erodes national sovereignty and undermines the family. And their ultimate trajectory is not to reform anything, but to destroy everything. They want to tear down the existing order so that a new one can arise from the ruins with themselves in control. It's all Cloward and Piven. Now, I had to put it this way. But when I think about the people doing this, I'm not seeing angels. I'm seeing demons. So ask yourself a few questions, okay? Does industrialized killing of the unborn which is often celebrated as empowerment, sound angelic or demonic? Does chemically sterilizing children or surgically mutilating their healthy genitals and calling it gender-affirming care sound angelic or demonic? Does systematically releasing violent criminals back into communities sound angelic or demonic? Who in their right mind would support this? We're witnessing what looks like civilizational suicide across much of the West. We have plummeting birth rates, unrestricted mass immigration, abandonment of reliable energy, and suppression of dissent, excusing of violence. And these entire societies are doing this internally. They're engineering their own decline. It's not a new accusation. Other guys have said this. Michael P. Orsi, he said that Michael P. Orsi, he wrote, "The devil has made his home among the leadership of the Democratic Party." In 2023, commentator Wayne Allen Root asked directly whether Satan was in charge of the Democrat Party, citing massive funding to Iran even after terror attacks, open borders flooding the country with criminals, fentanyl that kills over 100,000 of us annually, and what he called the intentional destruction of the nation. After the 2025 assassination of Charlie Kirk, several northern Kentucky Republican lawmakers described the left and Democrats as embodying demonic possession, insanity, radical extremism, and even Satan's spawn on earth. Even judicial alarms are raising judicial decisions are raising alarms. In late 2025, a federal judge appointed by Obama refused to extend the sentence of an illegal alien from Honduras who had repeatedly entered the U.S. illegally and was convicted of raping and sodomizing a helpless woman with cerebral palsy. If Judge Teresa Stokes had kept DeCarlos Brown Jr. in prison, he would never have fatally stabbed Irina Zarutska in Charlotte. And here's the pattern. If you're looking for the pattern, here's the pattern. These policies produce death and chaos and division and decline. And yet they are defended with religious fervor. And because of that one little thing, you know, it seems like something darker is at work here, doesn't it? And as I sit around and I'm trying to figure out what's your end game? What is your end game? Why does everything you do lead to rubble and death and pain? There's no logical human reason I can come up with. Which leads me to considering possible satanic influence. And I'm sure that I'm sure that I would hear, "Oh, well, goodness, that's quite the answer you got there." What's your answer? What's your reason for their positions? Look at some of the things that you. I mean, just here. I mean, every day we come in here, we're wondering, will the troll call in today, as an example? See, he's not here to, and he's very emblematic, I think. Because he's not here to have a discussion. If he was here to have a discussion, he'd just be an American. But he's a leftist. I know what he's here for. He knows what he's here for. He just doesn't get it. So, I know the questions come up. So, let's answer the question of why Vance wasn't at Mar-a-Lago watching the Venezuelan raid. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD. So, you know, when you have a home that has about the same size as your common zip code, you might have a little room where you can observe a military raid, especially if you're the president of the United States, that being Mar-a-Lago. Now, when we saw pictures of Trump and the other top officials caught watching the raid in real time, somebody was missing, that being J.D. Vance. Where was he? Even Biden was sitting next to Obama when SEAL Team 6 finally capped bin Laden. Vance was kept away because the administration was becoming uneasy about having both men in the exact location given the security conditions. It was a designated survivor scenario. And they're saying that Vance was involved in the raid. Coming from X, from Mary Margaret Olahan, Vice President Vance was deeply integrated in the process of planning of the Venezuela strikes and Maduro's arrest. He joined several late-night meetings via secure video conference with national security principals leading up to the operation. Not in the way that I would have wanted. I would want to be in there. I would want to be in there doing a little bit of stuff, but, you know. How long? Let's see. 36 years out of the military now. Probably have no business being involved in any of that. The vice president briefly met with President Trump at the Trump Golf Club in West Palm Beach during the day Friday to discuss the strikes. He was not at Mar-a-Lago on Friday night. As the national security team is concerned, a late-night motorcade movement by the vice president while the operation was getting underway might tip off the Venezuelans. The vice president joined by secure video conference through the night to monitor the operation. He returned to Cincinnati after the operation concluded. Does he live in Cincinnati? Due to increased security concerns, they have aimed to limit the frequency and duration of the VP and the president being co-located away from the White House. That's healthy. That's healthy. You know, one of the things that bugs me is that we'll have an example of a bad event, whatever it is, and we're all like, oh my God, this could have happened when I did this, or this could have happened when I... And then we promptly forget about it as soon as the next shiny thing comes along. And that kind of awareness is absolutely necessary in order to exist in today's world. And you have so many things tugging at your awareness on a day-to-day basis. Mainly the supposed smartphone. Now, I will grant you that these phones are incredible pieces of technology, but they absolutely turn us into imbeciles. I can't tell you, and I'm not casting shade, but people will text me on their smartphone asking me to look something up on the internet for them while I'm here. What happened with this non sequitur, right? But they're already on this magnificent device where they could do it themselves. But I digress. I'm glad they're having this degree of awareness. This means that some guys that are serious about what they do have given them some advice, and they're actually working on it. They're taking action due to it. And that's a good sign. That is a good sign. But when you're out and about, put the smartphone away. Put it in your pocket. It'll be there when you get done. You don't need it till you sit down. You certainly don't need to be, you know, face down in it while you're walking. I used to think, like, when I would go to Vegas for SHOT Show, They don't allow anybody to walk across the strip. You have to go on overwalks, right? And that's because apparently the people that do actually get out there in the street are drunk, and they don't want them to get killed by traffic because, you know, Las Vegas Strip is busy. And I'm almost certain, well, like in England, for example, they have YouTube channels that are based upon people in with their face down in their smartphone walking into things. You know, I get out here and I try to do a gun review and I try to do something cinematic with it with some decent music in the background and good lighting and everything else. And these guys are making a big YouTube channel out of people with their head down in their smartphone walking into lampposts. That is the same kind of awareness you should have it on a daily basis. You need to be aware. Trump and Vance are aware. The security team is aware. This is good stuff. This is really good stuff. Now then, up to this point, with very few exceptions, yeah, there's been some, but nothing really definitive. The war against drugs has been slogans and cliches. It's all been rhetoric. Now, for all of these cartel narco-terrorist states, the war on drugs has become kinetic. That's much more expensive. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.